You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 471. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it.
We definitely do appreciate it. We appreciate if you have shared this podcast with someone, if you have given it a review, or you have found it useful or valuable. If you continue to find it useful and valuable, you may want to consider becoming a member of Drone U, where you can attain all of our classes that are there already and the ones that are coming in the pipeline, which is a lot of material. I think you'll find it a significant value. And the main difference of Drone U and everyone else is very simple. It's the community. The community that we have fostered and grown builds one another up, motivates one another, and inspires us all. And it's an amazing thing. We hear about it from other members all the time. And if you haven't checked it out, go to thedroneu.com if you want to turn your passion into profit and do it the right way.
Absolutely. We'd love to, welcome you in. And if you have any questions, support at thedroneu.com. We're happy to answer them there. And we get a lot of questions about 107, our materials. Yes, they're in there, and yes, they're part of the membership. You have access to those along with everything else, so check it out.
You definitely do. But also a very special thank you to our sponsors today, which is coming from videoblocks.com. Do you produce videos? Do you ever use some B-roll shots? Maybe you go on the internet and you got to look for some other shots that you didn't quite get, you forgot, and you're like, oh no, I forgot that shot.
Or you just couldn't get it because it was physically impossible.
Yeah. Either way, there is a solution for you. Go to videoblocks.com/drone2016, where you can save $100 off an annual subscription to the VideoBlocks site. Now, they have over 115,000 clips that you can choose from. Some of the clips cost a little bit extra, but a lot of the clips are free and included with your membership. So if you haven't checked it out, go to videoblocks.com/drone2016. Now that coupon that you're going to use is also going to give you a subscription to Audioblocks, which is copyright-free music, loops, and sound effects. So if you're like me and you produce a lot of videos, you're going to want to go to videoblocks.com/drone2016.
Check them out. Good stuff. So, you know, one of the things that we hear a lot about lately, Paul, obviously we talk to a lot of people that are kind of getting their drone business started, and so they're looking for ways to accelerate that. And a lot of people are wondering about these ways that you can go online and put your name out there and get jobs.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what our question's about today, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. More and more of these places are popping up. Obviously, a sponsor of ours is Drone Base, and they're doing some good things. But
so the question today is focused on, where do I get drone jobs, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And what do you think of these different options?
All right, well, I'm excited to hear this question. I think there are definitely two unique strategies to go after when you're starting a drone business. And a lot of people get hung up in one or the other. And this question definitely gets us hung up in one or the other. So I'm gonna bring us back out to that 60,000 foot level and then go back in through the clouds, but two different ways.
Cool.
To give you guys kind of a different perspective on the same question. So go ahead.
Hey guys, my name is Lewis from Valencia, California. I have a question about these drone marketplaces that are online. But before I ask my question, I just got to say I love your podcast. I've been binge listening to them. I've probably listened to about 90% of them now. Paul, I love your enthusiasm. Rob, I love that you give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But here's my question. I'm just beginning, just got my remote pilot certificate, and I'm interested in maybe doing this as a part-time thing on my days off from my full-time job. So I was wondering, what do you think about just getting started with these marketplaces like Drone Base, Droners.io, Fly4Me, Drone Trades? If you can give me your opinion on those, I'd appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. Keep up the good work and hope for your continued success.
Thank you, Lewis, for the question. Guys, by the way, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Get it in like Lewis did, and we'll do our very best to get it on the air. it's all about you guys, and the way that you make that happen is through sending your questions in. So please do that.
Definitely.
It's a good question.
Yeah, how do you get a drone job, I think, is going to be the podcast title for today. but there's so many different ways you can make money with your drone, and you really got to break down the different strategies and think to yourself, what is going to work better, or do I just go ahead and utilize both strategies, see what works, get what I can from them, and then, you know, that's kind of like your test, right? You're like split testing. You know, one strategy is putting yourself out there, joining network groups, focusing on hitting the clients that you want, potential clients. So if I say, well, you know, Rob, I want to go after construction brokers, so I'm going to hit up everyone in town to try to be their contractor for construction. You know what I mean? At least for drone construction. So you have the strategy, this macro strategy of I'm going to put myself out there. I am going to build a website. I'm going to build individual pages that talk about the different services that I can provide,
sure,
why they're valuable and why someone should reach out to me, something I should probably do myself. But being so busy here at Drone U, it's kind of difficult. And I feel like I'm tapped out right now. I feel like I am, you know, I hit the max. I showed my brother the book and he's like, now you're an author?
It's like,
how many things do you have going on? And it's just, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I have to remind myself that all the time.
Right.
But going back to these strategies, that macro strategy of going after people, calling people, going to networking events, going to association meetings, doing presentations, a lot of people find that difficult to do. Let's be honest, right?
Absolutely. I would say most people find that difficult to do.
And I would say most people are not successful and have day jobs.
That could be.
I'm just saying.
Well, and I think that's part of the question, because I think people are excited about these online marketplaces as an opportunity for them when they don't like doing that kind of stuff. They're kind of, I can feel what they're feeling inside.
Oh, no, I know they right? do. And that's why I brought that up, because I want you to represent those people, because you're like those people and I'm not. I'm the opposite. But I'll be honest with you, Rob, I used to be just like you. I used to be just like that. I used to hate cold calling people.
I don't
people.
Know if anybody would believe that.
It's true. I went to Aflac sales school. That's what kind of changed me over.
I think one of the questions is simply, and we'll get back to that, because that's some interesting stuff, the Aflac part of your life. But I actually do enjoy, I like people, and people are really, really fun and interesting. I think probably what people struggle with, like me, is just the whole fearing
of
no
rejection.
Right?
Yes.
But you got to get over that. I admit, you definitely have to.
Here's the way you have to think about that. Are you ready?
Please.
Every no.
Enlighten me.
Every no gets you closer to a yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the sooner you think like that, the better it is.
Sure.
You cannot call someone and say, hey, Rob, I've got a drone business and I just wanted to talk to you about
if you're not doing anything, and if you wouldn't mind, maybe if you have a couple minutes. If not, that's okay. You know, I understand. It's okay.
You're not going to get anywhere doing that. And a lot of people do that. And it's funny, I was talking to Doug about this and he's like, can you just record? Because we were thinking about, you know, we want to do a sales school at Drone U. I want to turn Aflac sales school, tweak it a little bit and do Drone U sales school.
So many things.
Because what it should be is, hey, Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, it was a little cold this morning, I will admit. You know, made kind of getting in the car difficult, I'm sure.
Yeah, had to clean that garage out.
Yeah. You know what? I should probably do the same thing. But it's funny you mentioned the garage. I've got a lot of little, you know, toys in my garage, I'm sure like you do for your kids. But some of my toys I've turned into tools. Mm-hmm. You know, like I actually have flying cameras. And that's actually, you know, why I wanted to call you today. I know you run a dealership. You're in marketing and whatnot. And I think I can provide an inherent value. An unprecedented perspective and a way to showcase and differentiate your dealership from other dealerships. Would you be interested in doing that? And I'm not asking for you to sit down and say, yes, I want to work with you. I'm saying, will you sit down with me and I'm gonna bring my drone. I'm going to show you some amazing pictures I can take. You know what? You can have them for free.
Cool.
And if you like what I do, I'm going to show you what I can do with video so you can really elevate your perspective. Does that sound interesting to you?
It sounds very interesting. Certainly willing to listen. You said free.
That is right. I did say that. So let me ask you this. Next Thursday, 4 p.m. or Tuesday, around 10 a.m. What's better for you?
Mornings are good.
All right, cool. Afternoon. Let's just go ahead. Tuesday, 9 a.m. What is your email so I can email you this confirmation? And do you like any kind of Starbucks by chance? Are you a Starbucks drinker or are you more like Satellite Coffee?
Ooh, definitely a London Fog from Satellite.
All right, London Fog it is. So I'm bringing you a coffee, so you better make sure you're there. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
All right, London Fog it is, my friend. Rob, thanks so much for your time.
Can't wait.
Today. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Bada bing.
It's all about how. It's all about how. Okay, so...
And by the way, what you just did, I mean, obviously that sounded very natural for you because it is. Practice. I mean, literally, practice in the mirror. And I know that sounds goofy, but I've talked in front of people and large groups of people, and I practice. And the people that get really, really good at it, I think most of them do that because it doesn't come natural to most people. It just doesn't. Some people, not everybody's Tony Robbins, right? Where it's just he gets up there and that's when he's at his best is when he's in front of a million people. Or yeah. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but you got to practice.
No, you definitely do. Okay, so let's take this back to the macro strategy. So there's getting yourself out there, cold calling, associations, groups, focusing on who you want to work for, right?
Yeah.
But that takes under the assumption that they're willing to call people, which if you're not willing to call people, you're not willing to be successful. And I'm just going to throw that out there because it's true. So if you're not willing to put yourself out there as much, or you want to warm up and you want to like get the warm and the cuddly feeling of getting hired by clients and knowing you're valuable and knowing your worth, let me tell you something right now. You're worth more than you think you are. Whether you believe it or not, you're worth more than you think you are. If you're taking on these little drone-based jobs or droners.io or fly for me, these little jobs that pay anywhere from 50 to 500 bucks, you know, we had a new guy, right? That guy who came in to drone you, what was it, 2 days ago as I'm walking out flying with Sean Taylor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you know, I saw you on YouTube and then I checked out the community and I joined right away and I did what you said and now I've got a ranching job where it's paying me 500 bucks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, you know what, dude? You're doing good because you're starting out high, which is what you should. And he's like, well, you know, Rob told me you do a lot of ranch jobs. Like, what do you normally charge for them? And I'm like, 5,000. And he's like, oh, well, I got a long way to go. And I'm like, yeah, but you're starting out perfectly. You're doing what you should do. You're going after people.
Yeah.
You're getting the experience and you're pricing based on that experience, that DPE, dependent on experience.
So what I hear you saying, just to kind of catch us up, catch myself up is, and so we'll get in a little bit more to the specifics of the question, but you're kind of building a foundation for whether or not those jobs are worth your time, whether they're a good idea. You got to think bigger and think long term, mm-hmm. and have that be part of a strategy.
Correct, because the strategy is quintessential. But you also have to have the state of mind where you're willing to work on the strategy, because there's a lot of strategies out there. A lot of people are going to listen to this and be like, yeah, and then they're never going to do
that enthusiasm,
and then they're never going to do anything about it.
Right.
So what are you going to do about it? And I know it's easy to listen to this. And I know it's difficult to then stare at the phone as you eerily wait to pick it up and type those first few numbers. And you're sitting there and you're getting nervous and you're starting to shake and you're getting jitteries and you're like, can I do this? Yes. Yes, you can.
You know what? And I'm just a little short aside. It's one of the things I love about the community, because people in our community at Drone U, and I'm thinking of Steven as an example, he's posting some of the things that he's out there doing it. And he was just at a realtor meeting or like his local realtor, I don't know, something or other, did a little table presentation, screen, his drones, his camera, got six realtors, said, I'm in and I want to start doing this right away.
Boom.
But he took the time.
Good
he did
for
it.
Him, man.
It's actually
good
really
for
cool.
Him.
I don't know if you saw that post.
Get on my computer right now and say, good job, man.
Absolutely.
But I'll get distracted.
But the point I'm making is that it does happen. And being a part of a community like that, it can encourage you.
That's what a lot of people say. You've seen the messages that I've been getting that are like, dude, I just became a part of Drone U. And when I became a part of the community, the value for the money is in the community by itself. He's like, even if you negate all the classes and everything, it's all right there. He's like, $47 a month for that community.
Yeah.
Because that's what pushes me.
Absolutely.
To get jobs. That's what's pushing me to transition.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what made me go that direction as far as what you were saying.
You're lighting me up like a Christmas tree right now, Rob. I'm getting fired up.
Yeah, I just think, and I don't know, it speaks to being around people that encourage you, that inspire you, that are going to push you, get out there and do it. But okay, so back to the strategy,
so, okay,
long-term.
Back to strategy, macro, micro. Macro, getting yourself out there. There's two strategies, right? Putting yourself out there, doing the associations, doing the groups. The second one is putting yourself out there and setting up profiles on these separate groups, like DroneBase, droners.io, Fly For Me. Before I say any more about that, have you ever thought about signing up for online marketplaces that exist in a much larger scale than just drone-related work?
Yeah, and I would just say both is good.
Yes, yes, I agree 100%. But let me ask you a question, Rob. If I want to stay in an extended stay Marriott or whatever they're called, right? That's kind of set up like a little home, but you pay pretty much the same price as a regular hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a hotels.com just for extended stay properties?
I don't think so.
No, there's not. Is there a hotels.com though for every possible type of house or place or hotel that you would want to stay in?
Absolutely.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say that, I want you to think of drone-related jobs as the extended stay and the hotels.com as any job that's production-based.
Right.
Okay, so like anything that has to do with a camera. Now, why wouldn't you be setting yourself up and with profiles on these sites that are much larger marketplaces, but much more established, so, much more credible, and have a lot more authority?
Yeah, and so the drone space in these marketplaces is obviously relatively new. And so
extremely.
I think it's good to be an early adopter on some of these things. You don't really have anything to lose, but can you give some examples of the kind of marketplaces that you're talking about?
So I want you guys to think about it like as if thumbtack.com, because there are actually drone jobs on thumbtack.com, and I have been actually creating a profile on every single site I can find, drone related, production related, just big marketplace related, to really test what works and what doesn't.
All of which will culminate in some sort of report
to
from
a
Paul
podcast
down the road. Absolutely.
Yes, and a blog post. And I'll be honest, drone base right now, as far as all the drone sites, has the most volume,
mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because a lot of the sites don't have a lot of volume.
Right.
And you know, the whole idea with these sites is that they're supposed to be the ones doing the cold calls for you, meaning they're reaching out to adjusters. They're reaching out to big multinational real estate agencies.
Construction companies, all those kinds
exactly.
of
places. They're supposed to be doing the hard work for you. But understand this. Understand this very simple point. Anytime someone has to represent you or get a job, do you think you're going to get paid what you're worth?
Yeah. I mean,
do you?
No, of course you're not. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say you're... The way that you pose the question, are you going to get paid what you're worth? I guess you still can, but you're not going to get paid the full amount that you could get paid.
That is correct, but it also depends on where your experience is. Because if you're a new guy, these drone sites are amazing for you. If you're even advanced, you're still in year one or year two,
yeah,
and you don't have that much big stuff going on, you need to master these little jobs, create systems for them so that you can then go into bigger jobs.
So, and I think that's kind of what you're saying. And so, Lewis, I mean, I think you're hearing the answer to your question finally, maybe. And that is, yes, they can be really good, but think of them as sort of getting your business started, right? And it's kind of the first steps to building something great.
It's like you're building your website, your foundation there, and then the next step after that is setting up your drone base, you know, go.dronebase.com/drone-you. Then you're going to droners.io. Then you're going to a couple production sites. Then you're going to...
Whatever they all are.
Is there one better than others? I'm going to be honest. The production sites pay more. The big marketplaces pay more. Something like Amazon services, I would not recommend because you're giving them all of your data when it comes to jobs. So you're letting Amazon determine the market for you and set rates for you and give data for you. And I'm just not about that. I love Amazon, but I think it's a horrible idea. I don't want to commoditize my job. You know, I think it's really that simple.
Yeah, and again, you're experienced and you've already built a business. And so we're kind of talking about two different animals there.
It's crazy to think that too. Like, I think about that statement right there. You've already built a business and it only took me maybe 18 months. And I was cash positive 12 months in.
Yeah.
But struggling on month 19 because Paul didn't realize and learn about cash flow. That's what Rob's for.
Like to have a little fun as well. And, you know, I think something like somebody like Drone Base is great because they are giving a lot of variety. And what I like about Drone Base is that they are being proactive, it seems, in looking for ways to give the people that sign up for their site opportunities and options.
Totally.
Those people can choose whether or not they like those options, but at least they're giving them options. So are they the best? I don't know. They're certainly a sponsor and we appreciate that, but we're getting some good feedback from them.
We are. Again, it's great. You know, the way that I look at it is these drone related sites are kind of your entry level work, getting you started. The production level sites are like, you got to be good at what you're doing or else you're not going to get another job, right? Thumbtack, that kind of stuff. And then the studio level sites, you have to be really, really good or else you shouldn't even be on there.
Yeah.
Because if you show up on set and you don't know what you're doing, you're never going to get on set again unless you have someone who's really nice and kind of takes you under their wing.
And that statement could change as far as it's probably best right now for new people that are getting started.
Yeah.
As it evolves and as places like Drone Base get better at funneling jobs through their platform, then that might change.
True.
But are you going to build an entire business on those platforms? Probably not.
Yeah.
I would not look at it that way. But again, Lewis is saying, I want to do this part-time. Is this a good way for me to go?
I think that's a great way to go. Absolutely.
Yeah, probably is.
So anyway, guys, there are a lot of sites out there. Don't just limit yourself to drone-related sites. Make sure that you understand which strategy you're going to utilize, if not both. I would recommend both. I would recommend that you create profiles on every drone-related site for work and for business. And also try to think outside of the box. What are the other drone operators not thinking of that you could be thinking of to get drone-related work? I think that's just so critical. I think it's so quintessential. But you also have to think about, how can I scale this business to ensure that I have a minimum amount of workflow, high amount of efficiency, and high profit margin?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? Because what I'm trying to say simply is, look, you can do a bunch of real estate jobs, but have you ever spent the time to say, I really want to make $70,000 this year? How many real estate jobs am I going to have to do to actually hit $70,000?
Yeah.
And those amount of jobs may actually frustrate you and say, gosh, that seems like a lot.
Especially when you take it to the next level and figure out what your expenses are going to be and what is your net.
Yep.
Am I going to make 70 grand, but actually make 20 grand?
Exactly.
And you really need to be thinking about those things. That's a whole nother podcast
Yeah. I just want people to think about this. I want people to ask themselves these questions when they think about what business they want to go for. Because for me, I had this light bulb moment when I was like, you know, I could do real estate jobs, but if I just did hotel jobs, I could do one hotel a week and make the same amount of money that I would with real estate all year long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes I only had to do one a month.
Yeah.
Let alone a week. I mean, when you make a month's revenue in one day, you know what I mean? So
doesn't stink.
No, it sure doesn't, especially when it's five figures. Anyway, on that bombshell, that is going to do it for us today. If you have a question, business related, drone business related, or drone related, whatever it is, go to askadroneyou.com. If you were inspired by this podcast, please share it with someone. Please leave us a review. It would really help us out. And just please do us this little favor. It'll only take 30 seconds. Review, share, whatever you want to do, wherever you listen to podcasts. That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You. Special thanks to everyone who is a part of this podcast, from Tim Ray down to Kirill, down to Ilker Izikyakar from Manhattan, good guy, to Rob over here, and to everyone who is a part of this podcast, thank you so much for helping us out.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.